Do you have one of those popular clean ingredient apps that scan your products of toxic ingredients like Think Dirty, Yucca, or maybe you're using the EWG Skin Deep database to try to find out if the products you're shopping for are truly non-toxic? They are all the rage right now, and I'm always seeing people in Target using them to look up whether or not the ingredients on their product is clean. And maybe you're one of those people. But how accurate are those apps, and can you really rely on them? As an environmental lawyer turned clean living coach, I can appreciate the intention behind them, and I love seeing people care more and more about the ingredients in their products. But those apps have some serious drawbacks. In this episode, I'm going to share 5 reasons why those apps might not be as accurate as you think they are. And if you're somebody who's relying on them when purchasing your products because you want clean, non-toxic products in your home, then this episode is for you. Let's dive in. So this happens all the time. I will do a full review and I will put up all of the brands that are clean, the cleanest, cleaner, or the not so clean. And I'll give my designation of why each one falls into what category, right? What ingredients would take a brand and put them into the cleaner or the not so clean category? And I get all these comments that say, well, why is that in the not so clean, or why is that in the cleaner when, you know, Yucca told me that this is clean, or it's an EWG verified product? Like, clearly it's clean. Why isn't it in your cleanest list? And I think it's so great people are using these apps, but I think there's some drawbacks that people need to know about. Before I tell you what those drawbacks are, though, I do want to give some praise to all of these companies, really. I mean, even Think Dirty, Yucca, EWG, Clearia is new on the scene. Switch Natural is also an app that I'll talk about in a second. You know, all of these apps are trying to do something good. They're trying to bring to light, they're trying to bring information to the masses and say, listen, you should be reading your labels. There are ingredients out there that you're putting on your body that you should probably be concerned with and pay attention to. And I think all of that is fantastic. And in full transparency, the EWG is a nonprofit organization, and they do work on lobbying and changing the laws. I have worked some grassroots lobbying in support of laws that they have passed in California, and I also highly recommend their tap water database. They have one of the most extensive tap water contamination databases, and I think they're amazing. So this is not a hey, let's shit on the EWG and let's just say that all of these things are bad. I really think the intentions are good. I just think that because it's such a huge thing to try to wrap your head around every ingredient and every product, as somebody who reviews products and has lists of clean products, these companies change their products and their ingredients all the time. It's really kind of an impossible task to keep up with. So I do applaud all of them for trying to fix what is very clearly an issue. But if you're someone relying on them, these are some really important things that you should know. So let's just go through the list. I've got 5. Number 1, these are opinions. I mean, literally opinions. These are not like God's honest truth, black and white. This is toxic. This is not toxic. This is somebody's opinion about whether or not an ingredient is safe or clean or not. Ideally, in a perfect world, these apps that give these ratings, you know, it's a 1 through 10 rating system. Ideally, they'll tell you why. And unfortunately, that's not really what you're getting. It's really hard to dig into the why they came to that conclusion so that you can actually make a determination for yourself and whether or not you agree with it. I honestly disagree with the ratings on these apps all the time. Let me just give you a couple simple examples. So the first is EWG. So you can create a product and you can become EWG verified, which I think everybody looks at as the pinnacle of safe, right? If it's EWG verified, you know, it's clearly clean and not toxic. But in my opinion, Wendy's opinion, that's not true. They allow ingredients that I would never use. So phenoxyl ethanol is one of those ingredients. They allow in EWG verified products. And phenoxyl ethanol is a preservative, and it is definitely not the worst preservative out there, but it's also not clean. It's not the best preservative out there. There's a lot of safe, clean, toxin-free options, And phenoxyl ethanol is not one of them. So you're going to find phenoxyl ethanol on my avoid list. But you're going to find that ingredient in products that are EWG verified. Another really good example is on the Yucca app. So one of the ingredients that I tell people is at the top, it's in fact, when I teach my course, Toxin Free in 3, it's the first module. It's like number one. After I teach you about ingredients and where to look for information and data, and I walk through all the ingredients to avoid and why, the very first lesson after is fragrance. There are ingredients in undisclosed fragrance that can be very harmful to your health. Diethyl phthalates are associated with miscarriage risk, preterm birth, endometriosis, higher risk of breast cancer. These are some really serious health issues. They should be avoided. Lilial can hide in undisclosed fragrance. That can cause birth defects. And there are still a lot of companies out there selling products that are using these ingredients. If you don't know what's in your fragrance, they could potentially have these ingredients in them. And yet, if you use the Yucca app and you look up, let's say, a shampoo that has undisclosed fragrance in it, it pops up as low risk. And it says it's a potential allergen and a potential irritant. And then it goes on to actually say this. I'm reading directly from the app right now. Although the majority of fragrances used in cosmetic products are considered safe. Some ingredients commonly used in perfumes can cause allergies or irritations to sensitive individuals. And then it actually quotes the EWG, like where they stand on fragrance, which I find interesting that they're quoting another app. And here's the thing, I completely disagree with that statement. Is it a potential allergen and irritant? Yes. The bigger issue are that you have no idea what's in it. It can be, there's 3,800 ingredients out there that companies can be using. And all the time, new ingredients are coming out like, oh, that's carcinogenic. Oh, that causes respiratory and asthma issues. And then you have these endocrine disruptors. I would never recommend that anybody buy a product that has an undisclosed fragrance. But yet on Yucca, it says it's low risk. So if you're somebody who doesn't know what you're looking at, you're just seeing low risk and you're like, that's not a big deal. That's okay. I'll get that. And so I do think it's misleading. Again, it's their opinion versus my opinion. What's more important is what's your opinion? If they're not giving you the information and the data and the research and the sites for you to go do the research yourself, then you can't form an opinion. And then that brings me to issue number two, which is lack of substantiation and or wrong ingredients. And I think this just goes with the territory. I think that companies change their ingredients all the time. And as somebody who has a toxin-free shopping guide where I put all of my clean products that meet my standard, my published standard, the one that Wendy says is toxin-free based on my research, and I give that research, you know, these companies will change them. So I'm constantly having to review the products that I'm recommending because companies will change ingredients. So I can't tell you how many times I have looked up ingredients in products and they're completely wrong on these apps. They don't have the most updated version at all. And it's not their fault. That's just a huge issue to get your arms around. Now, the app Switch Natural actually goes off of photographs. So you take photos of labels. So that's going to be an app where you're going to get at least more of an accurate representation of what the actual ingredients are, because you're feeding the ingredients, a picture of the ingredients into the app. Whereas like EWG or Yucca or Think Dirty, you can search for particular products and then they pop up on the app. So you really don't have any way of knowing, are those actually the ingredients that you're looking at? And then the lack of substantiation is, in my opinion, a big issue, because I think that if you're relying on somebody's opinion on something, they should tell you why. If you're paying for an app, and some of these apps charge, I think I paid to become a member. It's like a volunteer donation for Yucca. You know, some of these apps are charging. And so if you're going to tell people, you know, this is a 4 or a 5 or a 1, you should tell them why. And on EWG, there's been many, many times where they'll list something like, oh, it's on the Canadian list for something. And I'll go look at the list and it's inaccurate. It's not there. And so the opposite is true. Sometimes there can be ingredients that are given higher numbers and I haven't found any substantiation for why that would be. And again, there's so many ingredients out there and there's so many products out there. this is a really hard issue to get your arms around. And so it's not easy. And I'm not saying it's their fault. It's just definitely a drawback of relying on these apps. The third issue is lack of safety data. So on EWG, if there is no safety data, or there's like not hardly any science, like there's an ingredient that's new, they get a one, which is like safe. That's their like safest, like it's completely non-toxic, but you don't really know that it's completely non-toxic. Is it similar to another ingredient that's known to be toxic? So I think there's a false sense of security when people see this one. They're like, oh, there's science that shows this is safe, when that's actually not the case. I'm going to give a perfect example. There's an ingredient called cocamidopropyl betaine, and EWG rates it between a 1 and a 4, depending on, you know, what the source is, what the contamination is. Is it an EWG verified ingredient, et cetera? And there's problems with this ingredient. It can become contaminated in the manufacturing process, and it can cause serious skin irritation, contact dermatitis. And so it started to kind of make the rounds where people were like, oh, we want to really avoid this ingredient where we can. A lot of shampoos use it, a lot of skincare. And so companies were like, well, okay, we'll just make something different that's kind of exactly the same. And so they came up with cocamidopropyl hydroxysultane. So if you look up hydroxysultane on the EWG, it's a 1. And companies just replaced it. They just started using that instead. Well, that ingredient is pretty much manufactured the same way and comes with the exact same contamination issues. It's just a newer ingredient. So it's a 1, and it's completely safe according to EWG. But that's not actually the case. The case is that we don't actually know. There's no data on it because it's too new. And that's the thing. There are thousands of ingredients that come onto market that have never been tested all the time. And so you're always going to have these ingredients that, you know, you're looking at these ones and you're assuming they're safe, but really what they're saying is we have no idea. My fourth issue is that they change their freaking ratings. They change them when there's not even new science. It makes me absolutely crazy. Think Dirty is the worst when it comes to this. Like, they have some terrible products that used to be rated terrible, like Tide and Clorox, and then they started lowering their ratings, and I stopped using them a long time ago. But even EWG, there are ingredients like grapefruit seed oil, which comes with some pretty serious contamination issues, and the EWG used to rate it a 6. But now it's a 1 to 3. But nothing's changed. That contamination issue is still a serious issue because we're talking about contaminants like triclosan and methylparabens. Like, these are things that in and of itself, though, the contaminants have ingredients that are toxic and concerning. And I have no idea why they changed their rating. I actually think it should be a 6. And then there's some other preservatives that are on my avoid list. The methyl chloroisoteas, these are things that I absolutely avoid. And sometimes it was a 6, and sometimes it was a 2, and then it was a 6 again, and now it's a 3 to 6. And I looked, there's no data, nothing's changed. And so I think you should check back often. And the fact that they actually change their ratings when you don't have the science to support the change, that's concerning to me. But again, that just goes to, you know, these are opinions, and whoever's working on these issues, whoever's sitting in a cubicle, you know, doing the research, maybe they're changing their opinions. I haven't changed my opinions on those ingredients. They're on my avoid list for a reason, and they're going to stay there. And the fifth and final reason why I have concerns about people completely relying on these apps is the pay-to-play nature of them. So, you know, specifically when it comes to EWG and their EWG verified process, companies pay money. I think it's like $250 per product. So if you're a large company like Attitude and you have thousands of products, you're spending a lot of money to go through the verification process. And I do understand, I don't completely begrudge them for having a pay-to-play type of scenario, because somebody has to review the ingredients and they have to send in their third-party testing and they have to review their manufacturing processes. So I do understand why there may be some kind of exchange of money happening, but they're also a large nonprofit organization that brings in millions and millions and millions of dollars that could be used to make it fair across the board. Because what ends up happening is this: you have companies that are large that have money, And they pay and they go through the process. They get EWG verified. Now, that verification process allows ingredients that are ethoxylated and phenoxyl ethanol. And that's a whole other topic, is that when you're buying EWG verified products, you think you're buying really, really, really clean, like the cleanest of the clean. And that's not the case. They allow a lot of ingredients on their EWG verified products that are on my avoid list that I would never recommend. So that's one thing. But the other issue is this, that if you're a company that pays them for the verification and you're using an ingredient, then they go ahead and rate that ingredient lower than, say, another company that's smaller that maybe can't afford it, but they're using the exact same ingredient. And let's just say it's an ingredient that doesn't have a contamination issue. So the way it's manufactured doesn't matter. That same ingredient can have a higher rating on their app only because that company didn't pay them and go through their verification process. And I just really fundamentally disagree with that. And so you can see, you know, and I actually have more reasons, but we're just going to stick to five. I'm not saying, and I'm not trying to come down on these apps. I actually have a lot of respect for these companies. I'm sure you do too. It's probably why they're, you know, you're using them and they're on your phone. Like, I respect what they're trying to do. We're all in the same world of trying to bring awareness to toxins. And EWG is a huge organization. They have a lot of sway. They have lobbied their way and changed laws for the better. And so I applaud them for their efforts. I'm just wanting people who are out there sitting in aisles using EWG and saying, I know this is safe because Yucca told me it's safe, or EWG told me it's safe. I think that replacing our own judgment and our own risk determination of what is safe to us is something you should do with your knowledge, right? Like, I don't want anybody to be using these apps and believe that they are like the God's honest truth, that it's a black and white. These apps say it's non-toxic, then it's non-toxic, because that's not accurate. And you're probably thinking, well, how am I supposed to use my own judgment when I don't understand what these ingredients even are? So that's why I created Toxin Free in 3. Toxin Free in 3 is my signature course that teaches you the top 25 ingredients to avoid. But I don't just give you the ingredients to avoid. I share the science. I explain to you what these ingredients do in these products and why I avoid them. I give you the links to go read the research for yourself. And then we practice reading labels. I actually walk you through exercises where we read labels of popular companies that you can find, so you can actually start to practice and figure out what it's like to read a label for yourself, understand what the ingredients are, and then make a decision for yourself if that product is worth bringing into your home. But we don't stop at ingredients. I walk you through for everything you need to know about fragrance, cleaning supplies, laundry, cosmetics, skincare, and so much more. By the time the 3 months is over of this program, you will be an absolute toxin-free pro, and I guarantee you'll know exactly how to read labels for yourself, and you won't even need the apps. You will be confident that you know what clean means to you. Doors open mid-March, but the waitlist is open. Head on over to www.toxinfreein3.com and get on the waiting list. Toxin Free in 3 only opens twice a year, so don't miss out on this opportunity to work with me one-on-one. I'll see you on the waitlist, and I'll see you back here next week.